Oh no, it is that time to actually sit down to do the show, and you don't know what to talk about. Where do you get ideas for topics after you've blown through the list of 10 and you haven't updated it? Where, how, and why would you do the particular tips that we're going to talk about in episode number 28 of Podcast Dojo? Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Hello and welcome to Podcast Dojo, the show that each week inspires those wanting to start a podcast to find their passion, start recording, coach those recording to master their niche, and to cheer the podcast community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I'm your host, Brian, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to sit down and put little old me in your ears, or plugging me into the Bluetooth connection of your car stereo and having to listen as you commute to work or to the grocery store or cross country or however it is you end up getting a hold of me. It's amazing how wonderful podcasting is, isn't it? It's just one of those fun ways of being able to learn. I think Zig Ziglar's the one that called it Automobile University or University Automobile or something along those lines. But anyhow, I just completely screwed that that little joke up. But if you want to get a hold of me, this is going to be episode number 28. So if you go to podcastdojo.com/028, you'll be able to find the show notes and be able to comment down at the bottom. So you've got your podcast, been podcasting for a little while, and all of a sudden, and it happens to everybody. So don't think that you're a freakazoid of some sorts, because you're not. All of a sudden, the ideas well dries up. It just stops, and you don't know what you're going to talk about on the next episode. You don't know. You've already covered how to crochet upside down 10 ways to Sunday. So what else can you talk about? Well, you can brainstorm in several different manners. And that's what we're going to cover is brainstorming. Different tactics, strategies. How do you come up with the ideas that you want to come up with so that you can keep educating your audience? Because your audience is looking to you going, knowledge, give us knowledge. And you being the ever gracious host wanting to be able to give it. Okay, my head's getting too big. Let's go ahead and let's try something a little different. So anyhow, let's go on to the actual topic at hand, which is brainstorming. And I've come up with a couple different ways to brainstorm. And this is, I've used every single one of these, well, almost every single one of these options, with the exception of using an interview guest, because obviously I've not ever interviewed anybody on Podcast Dojo as of yet. But all the other ways, I've utilized in one form, fashion, or another, if not on this show, on one of my other shows. So I just realized completely misspelt brainstorm. It's Brian Storm on what's a Brian Storm? So we'll get to do a little editing, as like we talked about last week. So anyhow, when it comes to brainstorming, there are several different manners on that you can actually go off and actually get ideas for different different topics for different episodes. And as you do, whenever you do, make sure you always have at least a pad of paper or something to write down the ideas as they hit you, because you're never going to remember them. Don't ever go off and go, hey, all right, I don't need to write that down. I'll wait until I get to wherever it is I'm going. Because be right back. Okay, sorry about that. Dogs were going absolutely bonkers outside, and I was trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Next door neighbor happened to pull up. So, but anyhow, don't remember where I was, so I'm going to jump in and not make any coherent sense. But anyhow, you want to be able, you've got to find ways of being able to keep your show flowing. And to come up with ideas. And when you have these ideas, that's where it was. When you have these ideas, you want to be able to record them. And one of the best tools to be able to record as you, the ahas, the eurekas as they happen is actually your cell phone. If you have to be, for whatever reason, even if you have the old flip style phones, a lot of them had notes and you can actually go in and just type in a quick note and just leave it in there until you get to your house because you're not going to remember. I'm by far the worst. I'm probably atypical on the amount that I forget because there's been more than once that I will be driving along in the truck, hauling down I-40, and all of a sudden, yeah, that's a great show topic. All right, I'll remember it. Yeah, I got another one. And all of a sudden, I'll get about 30 miles down the road, and all of a sudden, crap, what was both of those show notes? I should have wrote them down. And I should have because I've lost probably 75 shows now, just thinking of them and then forgetting them summarily right off the bat. And I've tried all different types of memorization tricks of repeating it in your head over and over and over and over and over. Doesn't work. I've found out Google Keep is great because I just go out, pull it up, type what I need, close it, and it saves. Some people use Evernote. Some people use, use the voice recorder. It's just however you want to do it. Want to make sure you write that idea down the moment it hits you in the head. So what are some ways that you can actually work to pull those wonderful show topics out of your head, out of that being of yours? First one is look to your online community. And when I say online community, talking all different types of communities, not social media in itself, but the different like Facebook groups or Google Plus communities or LinkedIn groups, items like this always have great ideas. Well, heck, that's how I got show number 27, episode 27 out. That was because of a discussion that had happened on Facebook groups. And the guy was complaining about having to have an RSS feed or even a website up to be able to have a running chance at winning the podcast awards. And because of that, caused a discussion that saw that and was like, yeah, I've got my huge rant of a comment that I could make and be able to take it and share it with you and allow you to be able to benefit from a discussion that you may have or may not have seen and read. And there's, like I said, Facebook groups is a great one. You can usually find what you're looking for in Facebook. If you go into the groups and you do a search for that group, there's somebody who's got either a private or public group that you could probably join up on. Okay, so, sorry, the dogs have gone crazy again, so I had to stop for a little while and let them get used to the fact that the neighbors are walking around in their backyard. So, but anyhow, all these different groups, the social media communities that have formed are phenomenal wealths of information because you have discussions going on. Free exchange of ideas and wonderful things happen when that goes on. People will make a comment about something that will actually be a grand nugget of a show topic and we'll throw it as just kind of an offhand idea. And when that happens, all of a sudden you see it and you come across and you see it for the value that it is, go, wait a minute, let's talk about this and set back and actually set and start fleshing that whole idea out and see if it will actually turn into an actual show. And if it turns into an actual show, then awesome. Great. Hey, look at that. You got some great information out of a Facebook group. And Google Plus also has a great, big, huge, and a lot of people think, oh God, grief, Google Plus. It's a ghost town. There's nothing there. And they couldn't be more wrong. Most people who say that don't use Google Plus because they don't understand it. Google Plus is one of those where you have to kind of futz around with it a little bit until you get the gist of it. And then you go and you check out the communities. And then all of a sudden, the heavens open, light shines down, and it's eureka. It's amazing. There's so many different discussions going on with the well moderated groups, because you get a lot that are just spam groups. I tried out a couple, and that's exactly what it, if you don't are not on top of it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you get nothing but crap pulling in. You get people who have somewhat of an idea of bad marketing and take that bad marketing and use it to the fullest extent. And all of a sudden just posting, hey, new post, and that's all they want to talk about is their stuff. But like for me, I go to podcasters group, community there, Google Plus. Amazing. There's something like 4,000 people there, all just talking about different ideas, different thoughts. A lot of the same questions happen over and over, like what mic should we use? Or look at it, doing a mix minus. How do I do that again? Where's a good place to get some information on a noise gate? Items along the, conversations along that. Those are fairly common. And so when you listen to those and you come across those types of questions, you can jump in and you can give out those answers, especially the ones that are right up your alley. And when you help the people out, that helps you, that actually will help you grow your audience too, besides for being able to bring in different show topics. And again, it works the same way as with over Facebook groups. People will throw around all sorts of ideas. You may have an idea, be looking around, and someone mentioned something about a topic and that you may need a specific widget. Well, that widget may be a whole topic in itself. And so you can actually start working on that one also and flesh out a whole nother show from it, and to write it down and be able to keep a running tally and keep that show ideas list growing and keep expanding. I mean, I have one I use on Asana. I've got like 87 different shows available right on there right now. And this one here is not on there. So it's just ones that as they pop up, I'll throw it onto Asana, or I'll throw it onto Google Keep. And then once I get to the house or stop someplace, I'll actually take it and transfer it over into Asana under the podcast topics. Now, there are other places online, different communities that you can also check, not just the social media communities like Google Plus and LinkedIn groups and Facebook groups, but forums. Forums are great for finding this. This is actually the original, one of the original social networks before social networks were called social networks. They were just these conversational threads, and they're still around. I still visit several different forums. And lots of great ideas, lots of great information that's tossed out. People asking questions, and you able to, again, come up with an idea off those questions or off of other people's comments about the questions and be able to glean show topic ideas that way. And then there's one other way online that I still use. I don't use near as much as I used to, but it's still just, it's more for nostalgic reasons. And also, you may be into retro also, and some of the earlier internet technologies, IRC, Internet Relay Chat. This is basically the origins of the chat room. If you ever had the old AOL system, dial-in system way back when, it was people got in and they just sat there and would just talk about whatever. And you had all these different conversations scrolling by, almost looked like Twitter. And you kind of got ideas and stuff. You can do that still. There are still IRC channels out there, IRC servers, and you can hook up to an IRC server and listen and join into conversations. But you're going to have what's called an IRC client. That IRC client like Merck, M-I-R-C, or you can use a web version like Kiwi IRC. Both of these are great tools. And I have fun just going in there and still just jumping into a conversation and talking a lot. If I'm thinking right, Twit's chat box, their little The chat room is what I'm looking for. The chat room on during the live shows are, if I'm thinking right, all using an IRC server. They just, and so you could actually join into the IRC, the chat room, and have a conversation all through using this, using MRC, Merc, or some other type of IRC client. But people all around are using and having conversations, using some type of community software, and they're sharing ideas, having conversations, and those conversations will bring you almost all the needed information out there. Now, another way you can actually get some information, if you think you're too busy to hit the Google groups, the Google Plus groups or the Facebook groups or any of the other groups, or you just don't care to do MRC, do any type of internet relay chat or anything like that. Another way you can actually brainstorm is just let Google do all the heavy lifting. Now, it's not that you just go in and do a search for underwater basket weaving show topics. No, not quite like that. But you might do a search, kind of a broad search for well, let's do podcasting wise. Do a search for microphones for podcasters, and that'll pull up a lot of information. Now, you can keep that information rolling in by using something called Google Alerts. Now, this is a service done by Google, and if you just do a quick search for Google Alerts, it'll pull the information up. Or if you happen to go to podcastdojo.com/028, there'll be a link to Google Alerts right there in that section. But, and this way you can actually have the show topics emailed to you. You can actually set it up to where every time and what it basically does. Let me step back just a hair and talk about what is Google Alerts. Google Alerts is basically you're doing a search for microphones for podcasters. Again, you do a search, and what it does is it stays in the memory banks. And every time someone puts out new information about, say a news article comes out or someone puts out a blog post about microphones for podcasters, once that gets indexed, you'll get a notification going, hey, there's some new information out here about microphones for podcasts. And so you can actually get an email from Google saying, hey, there's some more information about that topic you are looking for. Or you can actually use a news reader like Feedly to do the same thing. You can actually have it just as soon as it comes up with that information, gets thrown over into your news reader. And both of these are a neat way so that you can actually kind of, if you happen to run out of ideas, you can actually just kind of let these build up and then go through and just kind of thumb through them and go, yeah. Ooh, there you go. Let's talk about that. And from there, you can flesh out your idea and poof, voila, you got your show going. And it's Google Alerts is a great idea, great way of being able to have one in the proverbial can, so to speak, because it'll save them up. It'll all store them up. You can just, if you do the email, you can put them all in a particular folder and just sit there and look through them and find the ones that you like and throw out the rest. Or if you're on Feedly, then you can mark all the ones red that you like and ones you haven't seen yet. They'll still be there ready, raring for you to read when next time you run into a problem coming up with an idea. So brainstorming with Google is a great way and a great tool for any podcaster, and recommend that you have Google Alerts. And if anything, I thought most people have Google Alerts. If anything, they use it just for to double check to make sure you don't have any information coming up on you. They'll use it as a, not as a vanity search, but just as a reputation, keeping an eye out on what you're on, the reputation of your online, channels. So you can do that. Now, this one here for Podcast Dojo, I haven't used, but brainstorm with your guests. If you happen to have guests on, say you're doing an interview with somebody, then these people are usually, you bring them in on the show, you have them all set up, you ask them your serious questions and stuff. And a lot of times, as again, it's a lot like using the social media communities. they'll give out information that, oh, wait a minute, that's an idea. That's a whole topic in itself. And you can then build a relationship with the interviewee even more and ask them, hey, can you come back and let's talk about this in particular? Or you can take that and just build off of it and say you wanted to have a show that you didn't have any guests, or you wanted to, you had a different guest in mind because of that topic that was brought up. And so you're able to, again, build upon something that somebody may have just used as just kind of a throwaway line, or they may have thrown out a knowledge bomb that just blew your mind, blew your hair back, and you're just awestruck, and it's just captivated your curiosity. And so you want to go into it deeper, or maybe your audience, which is, again, something we'll be talking about here a little bit later, but maybe your audience all of a sudden responds to that comment that guest made. And there you can, again, just grab more information and be able to create another show. You're able to get information from your guest and show topic. You're always going to get information from your guest, but you're going to get some great show topics because of your guest. And then also you can do what a lot of folks who do interview shows use, a tactic they use. And that is, after you're done, you might ask the person, what are three people that I should interview? If you're doing a strictly interview show like Entrepreneur on Fire, when you do something like that, a lot of times they'll be more than happy to give you three names back. And there you go. You've got three ideas, three possible links to three possible shows that you can do. Or you can ask them. The power of asking is such an amazing tactic when it comes to brainstorming, because you are able to get some marvelous information with very little effort. So if you had a guest and you asked them, what do you think would be a great topic for whatever your show's about? What do you think a person wants to listen and wants to hear about? And a lot of times we'll go, well, I don't know. And then there's some people who would go, yeah, well, if I was wanting to delve deeper into, they'll give you some type of answer. Never hurts to ask. You know, may get some funny looks from time to time. And it might hurt your feelings a little bit with the weird look that you get. But you will be able to find out, hey, there's an avenue I didn't bother to look down. So always try your guests out. If anything, there's some type of information of another topic that is going to be taken out of a guest. Now, as I said before, your audience will respond and they will ask, a lot of times they will, if there's something amazing and a great topic was mentioned, your audience will help you ascertain that idea. And so listen to your audience, listen to how your audience reacts. You can ask your audience, hey, what do you want to know about? What can I help you with? And a lot of times someone in that group will finally raise their hand and go, hey, I want to know about X, Y, and or Z. And they, from there, you can go on that whole idea. Many times I've used a person's comment as either a segment for the show or the topic of an entire show. I've gotten an email from people and hey, what's blah, blah, blah. And I take it and run with it and build a whole show topic, use that as the topic for a whole show episode. So use your audience. Your audience is probably actually the most valuable mining, brainstorming lightning rod there is, because they're the ones who are hungry. They're the ones who are hungry for your information. They want to hear from you. So if you look and you pay attention to what they're saying or what they're asking or what they're going on about and what really excites them, what gets them really going, if you pay attention to that, they will help you come up with the ideas for your next show or a show down the road. So always see what your audience is. Ask your audience. Your audience is more than happy. Your audience is more than happy to actually help you out, because if you provide them with a lot of value, they're going to turn around and provide what they can back to you. So value their suggestions. Listen. Ask more deeper questions. See if you can fully understand what they're getting at. Why are they so interested in inverted crocheting? What is it about that makes them want to keep asking about that? You ask those questions, they'll reply. So that's one reason why you want to have the comment systems on your site. Now, another way to get some, if you're needing to brainstorm, you're just, the audience really is not engaged yet. You just started out. You may only have your mom and your sister listening to the show, and they just really aren't all that engaged with what you're saying. Go to the people in your genre. This is one item I use all the time. I listen to podcasts about podcasting. I listen to a lot of podcasts about podcasting. I listen to Dave Jackson and Cliff Ravenscraft, Daniel J. Lewis, Ray Ortega, you know, all those guys. Listen to Mike Dell and Fred Castaneda and Paul Colgan, and I've just started listening to Dan Benjamin and his podcast, Method Podcast, which is a great podcast, a little short and quick. And he gets to the point, though, his personality, get to the point, get it done, get it out of the way. Let's go. So lots of podcasts about podcasting. Listen to quite a few of them. That's about all I get to listen to these these days. I'm always having to delete out some from the other topics that I'm interested in, because I'm trying to stay on top of what's happening in the world of podcasting. And this is my fountain of knowledge, and would also be yours for whatever your topic is. Go to the people in your genre. They will talk about stuff, and it's not that you're copying off of them. Now, if you were to, it's not plagiarizing, because they're talking about an idea. You can't plagiarize an idea. You can plagiarize, take all their show notes, copy it over, throw it onto yours, and talk about the exact same stuff that they talked about. That would be plagiarizing. That you don't want to do, because one, it's not your idea. It's not your vision. It's not your view of whatever that topic ends up being. No one cares about Dave Jackson's view when they're listening to your show. They'll care about Dave Jackson's view when they listen to Dave Jackson's podcast. And when they're listening to Dave Jackson's podcast, they don't give a flying flip about what my view is. Now, a lot of times they'll take both of those ideas. Me and Dave and Daniel and Cliff and Ray and Paul and everybody else, we all may be talking about the exact same thing, have different views. And what happens is that all of a sudden, all those different views get taken in by the same audience member. And as your audience member gathers all this information together, they will develop their own view. So listening to a particular audience member, or not audience member, a podcaster about whatever or blogger that you listen to, trying to get my thoughts back in the line. I had to, dogs went crazy again. Of course, when you record, dogs do bark. But you have the different people in your genre, whatever topic you end up covering, they're going to talk about your stuff. They're going to talk about what you're wanting to talk about. And again, they have a view, be it a very specific view. And with that, you can actually take it and you can bend it into a different point of view that is unique to your own. Example, this particular topic. I know that this was actually done by the podcast talent coach, Eric K. Johnson. He did this maybe a year ago. He talked about how to find a topic. How to brainstorm. And he actually went through and was talking about using just a magazine and how to pull up several different ideas from just a magazine. It's a great podcast episode, and I recommend you listen to it. I'm not that free in thinking. So I wanted to take that idea and actually bend it over into this, the view that I have. And so that my view and Eric's view, we're talking about the same thing, but in a completely different fashion, in a completely different view. So there's nothing wrong with actually using and grabbing topics from people that are talking about that topic, especially if it's a current event. Everybody's talking about cereal, or was talking about cereal. Well, if you had something about cereal, you're not cheating, or, you know, you're not copying off of somebody's paper in that form. You're taking your views and your thoughts of it. And part of the podcast news, I'm actually talking about something that Dave Jackson talked about. Again, borrowing ideas from the other podcasters and throwing in my own, particular spin. Now, something else you can also use, especially when it comes to your audience or potential audience, look at your analytics. Now, when I say the analytics, I'm not meaning just your website analytics. You want to look at your website analytics, especially like Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a great tool to and service to use, because though they have turned off keywords, which really is horrible because now you have no idea how they found you, but you do know that 20,000 people have hit this particular page. That particular page has something in there that is the topic itself apparently is what draws everybody to your site. And so that might be something you might want to start focusing in on your show about, because people are obviously interested in it. They're wanting to know about this particular topic. And the same goes with the number 2, the number 3, and the number 4, and the 5, and so on and so forth. They kind of rank it from the most hit to the lowest. And so you kind of get a running order of, hey, people really liked this bit of information. I might want to go deeper into it, or go into expound about a portion of that particular topic and break it up into a series and talk about that, all those different topics or in different details of that particular topic. And so all of a sudden you've had one idea or one topic that got broke into 5. And so you've got now 5 different topics for the next 5 shows. But there's also other ways that you can actually use analytics. There is a plugin called SwiftType. And basically what this is it's an alternative to the search engine built into WordPress. Because WordPress, the search engines, at best, not quite the, definitely leaves a lot to be desired. SwiftType comes in and actually re-indexes your site for you and uses their own particular algorithm so that when people search for microphones, they're going to pull up microphones. So they're searching for AntennaPod. Then they'll pull up all the times that AntennaPod was mentioned. And then with that, with all those searches, you can actually log into the SwiftType website and see, hey, people are looking a lot on this particular topic. They're looking a lot on that particular topic. Well, this one here is pulling up quite a bit for the different searches. So there you go. You've got your ideas of your past material. And then you can always go through and see what people are doing with your episodes. Are your podcast episodes is one just kind of running away with everybody else? Did it have a particular, what was the theme about that particular podcast episode? What was it about that podcast that was so special? And that's something, then you get to do a little detective work and figure out, hey, they're actually after it because we mentioned this new service that's out. All right. Well, great. Sweet. Awesome. Thumbs up. Way to go, dude. You're able to figure it out and you can talk a little bit more about that and help bring more people back to your show. Now, we talked about the social media groups and communities, but you can also just use social media in general. Twitter is an amazing social media in that it is a floodgate left wide open of just conversations and comments and data and links to shows or links to ideas just flowing, just 100 million miles an hour. You sit there and try to look at, have you ever tried looking at your if you have a big following a whole bunch of people, try to look at it. It just sits there and just scroll, especially if you have a bunch of really busy people and something really big's happening. All of a sudden, you can't keep up. Every 30 seconds, every minute, all of a sudden, you've got 75 new comments. And so you're constantly trying to play catch up. You can actually use Twitter search, and you can search for anything that's mentioned on Twitter. And so if you were to search for microphones in Twitter, you could pull up a whole bunch of information. And you see people asking, well, what's the best type of microphone? Is this Blue Snowball microphone a good microphone? Is that and that? And you could actually go in and start building an audience with that information, as long as you're not spamming the tar out of them. But you can also go, hey, they're wanting to know what's the difference between a dynamic microphone and condenser microphones. And so you can then go, hey, there's a show idea. I can explain what's a dynamic microphone. Why is it that you want to have that type of microphone for a podcaster? And why dynamic microphones are a lot better than condenser microphones when it comes to podcasting? Because there are benefits to a condenser microphone that people, when they hear themselves talking through it, just is an amazing sound. But as everything, it's a give and take. And the problem is that it picks up everything, as opposed to a dynamic microphone, which has a little bit of a noise canceling system to it. With that, it actually helps get a cleaner sound, a little better. The room noise is not quite as noticeable as if you were trying to use a condenser microphone. So you can find ways of using Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, as a matter of fact, and LinkedIn and LO and Sue and all these other social media sites out there, or social networking sites that are out there. You can just do searches and search for problems with blah, whatever you're wanting to try to tackle, for like, all right, in my instance, trouble with podcasting, and see what people pull, what you pull up with those types of searches. Now, we're going to go back again to Google, because Google has, being the amazing service that it is, the fact that they like to take knowledge and index it and organize it, Google News is another great way of being able to find topics for your show. Because what Google News is, it's a little subservice. You can, when you do a search, you've got your web, you have Google News, you have images, you have videos, you have shopping, you have all these different things across the top. And in news, if you search for, say, podcasting, for my instance, and sorry about that, plosive, when you do a search for, say, podcasting, you can then actually save that search and turn it into a topic. And then every time you want to sit there and check, it's time to do a show and you need to see what you're going to talk about, you can click that topic, and everything that talks about whatever your topic ends up being shows up. And so you got Google again, putting Google to work for the benefit of your podcast. And then there's we've got about three more items you can try using. The first one definitely helps when you are having a problem trying to blog, and you can use it in a means or while trying to blog or just trying to come up with something to write about. And with that is there's more of a psychological angle to it than anything else, but it's called free writing. And basically what you do is you can either sit in front of a blank piece of paper with a pen in your hand and just start writing. Or you can sit down in front of the computer and you start typing. That's how I normally do it. And just start typing. And a lot of times it's like, right, this is me typing. I am typing out words. I'm typing this, typing that, typing everything that I'm thinking about. And just I keep typing on like that. And within about 30 minutes or so, all of a sudden, other words concerning podcasting, in my case, will start cropping up. And start finding their ways into the words that I'm just typing out. And when those words, whenever you see those, you can actually start taking, hey, yeah, that's an idea. windscreens, plosive, you know, just these little one little words. And that will be the seed to creating a topic for your show. And so free writing is a great little exercise to get the creative juices flowing. A lot of, like I said, a lot of bloggers love to use this form as a means to being able to get, hey, I haven't written anything in a week. I've got to have something out on, post something up on my blog. And a lot of times they'll start doing a free write. You can also go out and exercise. There is something about getting more oxygenated blood to your brain that makes you think better. What it is, I don't know, but it's just something about getting more oxygen to your brain. All of a sudden, your brain starts to clear up and there's a fog that you didn't know was there. And you don't have to sit there and try running a marathon right off the bat, but a brisk walk with nothing, don't bring any music or anything like that. Just don't go for a brisk walk. Let your mind just wander while you're doing a walk or a jog or trail hiking or whatever it is you end up doing to get the blood flowing. Jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, shadow boxing, whatever it is you want to do, just get that blood moving. Work the legs. I was going to say lungs. Get your breathing, speed your breathing up, speed your heart rate up. Get the juices flowing, so to speak. And with that, you'll start developing ideas. You'll start getting, hey, I wonder about this. And it goes from here and your mind will wander over to there. And all of a sudden it arrives at this magic topic that that's been eluding you for the past 2.5 weeks. And you've just been banging your head coming up with really cruddy ideas and not working. So exercise is a great means. You can also use your own material as inspiration, which is what I actually do a lot of times. That's what caused, like I said, this one here was this episode number 28 was created off of what I had happened on the previous one. It was like, hey, I got my topic from looking at Facebook groups. That's where I get my ideas from. And one little bonus bonus idea is you don't have to put a show out every week. Yes, it helps your audience grow faster if you put one out at a regular time, every Friday at 2:00 in the afternoon. You do that there. Yeah, your show's going to grow, but don't do that just for the sake of putting a show out. Put a good show out, a show out there that will inspire your audience. Do that. If you're not able to come up with something like that, then okay, give yourself an extra week. Wait until just go ahead and just say, hey, no show today for whatever reason. Next show will be coming then. And when you come up with the idea, throw it out there. And by the way, the next show is going to be about X, Y, or Z. Or say you decide you're going to skip the show and the next day all of a sudden you have an idea. Well, okay, you get your show done early. Get it recorded, get it in the can, get it ready to go. But missing a week's not going to hurt nothing. So don't feel that you have to put out a podcast episode every week. If you don't have anything to podcast about, then okay. You don't have anything to podcast about this week. It's actually okay. And the next one will be even better because you've actually been able to put 2 weeks into the show instead of just one. So now there's a couple other points that are newsworthy. One is Blog Talk Radio has actually hired on a gal that is well known in radio. She brought in Howard Stern to DC 101, and she's well known. She's a well known gal, a lady, woman, however you want to place it. Sorry. She's known for her radio, traditional media. She has joined up with Blog Talk Radio to help get people into podcasting or help voice talents with podcasting or things along those lines. okay, great. That's fine. We've got, we knew radio was coming into the medium. The difference is that radio brings radio into the media, not bringing the aspects that make podcasting what podcasting is. So it's going to be interesting to see if I think Blog Talk Radio has just gone off and completely missed the point, because they're trying to be a podcast community or a podcast platform, but they're missing the point completely by bringing in a radio person. And often radio does not understand podcasts. They understand the formula that is radio, and because podcasting doesn't have a formula. There's not a formulaic move to it. And so they're going to miss the point, and they're going to figure it out eventually, I'm sure. But trying to put a radio format on podcasting is not going to work. And a good example of radio not fitting or trying to do podcasting and not getting it is a website that actually was brought to my attention by Mr. David Jackson, podcast.place. Now, this place is one of those special top level domains, and they're trying to build themselves as the podcast news source and trying to build themselves off as we are podcasting consultants and trying to pass themselves off as all this stuff about podcasting, except for the fact that one, they're run by a radio consulting company, that radio advertising company. And so they have no clue about podcasting because one, they don't have squat for podcasting. They don't have a podcast on their website. Their quote unquote news is just blurbs. Just someone spent the time to type out an HTML file of all this quote unquote news. And okay, there's no links to it except to their stuff. Tried to go somewhat legit by using, Two Thumbs Up directory. There, it's, you can see that they had a meeting of, hey, I'm going to do, we need to get ourselves into podcasting. This is how we'll do it. Slap it together, throw it up on the net and call it good, because they were able to get the name podcast as the domain name, as the URL, podcast.place. So if you don't have a podcast and you're looking for someone to help you out with your podcast, if they don't have a podcast, if they don't have anything to show that they actually know what they're talking about, you might kind of veer away. You might make that a warning flag of someone going, oh, they're just jumping on the bandwagon of saying, hey, podcasting is awesome. It's the thing to do. We need to make sure we've got our big old fat finger stuck in the middle of it. And when you see that, after you see that, and after you realize that they are just there, they're just kind of, I'm not going to say they're scammy, but it really looks scammy. Put a lot of work into a pretty site that does nothing. So make sure that you have a consultant that knows what they're talking about. And if you are looking for someone to help you with your podcast, to help get you launched and help you get going, you can get a hold of me. Go by just by going to podcastdojo.com/contact us. All the different ways you can contact me. You can ask anything you want, and I'm pretty much will be tickled pink to help you out. And if push comes to shove, we need to talk on the phone. We can do that too. No, I have no problem talking on the phone. Don't have a problem doing what I can to help you out. If you want to be able to, you need help on finding a website host, I can help you there. A media host can help you there. All the different aspects of podcasting, I can help you. And if you'd like, I just ask, and I'm there for you. I want to see you excel. I want to see you succeed. I want to see the chance of your show to grow. Give your idea, that inspiration, that passion that you have. I want to see it be able to expand and grow and take a life of its own, and for you to be seen as that thought leader of your industry. So again, podcastdojo.com/contact us. is the way that you can get a hold of me. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to stop by, listen, see what's going on, groan at my horrendously terrible jokes. If you like the show, please go to podcastdojo.com/love and share the love. Share the tweet. Let everybody know that you're listening to Podcast Dojo. And leave a review over at iTunes. You can do so by going to podcastdojo.com/review. That would help the show out tremendously, be able to get more listeners. So, and when you do review, give us however many stars you think I've earned, and tell us why you've given me that number of stars. So I want to thank you again. You can follow Podcast Dojo and me, Brian, at all the different social media sites. So y'all take care. You have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you next time. But till then, go tell the world who you are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network, HeyRolling.com.
Yeah!